Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. I'm going to welcome you out again once again for a wonderful show today. And actually the final show of the year 2017, so welcome here. Hey, as a quick reminder, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. There's a great ebook you can download called Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today that you can download for free. So if you're looking for ways to free up cash, for where my average clients freed up $34,000 a year, check it out. Also, quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great returns while making a great difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their home, refinance, or even get out from under their home, check out these guys. Check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP.com. Today, I want to talk about the number one question I've got over the month of December and yearly into November, too. Is, Chris, what do you think about Bitcoin? What do you think about it? And it's interesting because I had somebody reach out to me just in the last month, actually, as well. Someone who actually does do a lot with Bitcoin. It's funny because at first he reached out to me like it seemed like he wanted to hire me. But then I realized like, no, he actually just wants to get me to promote Bitcoin to you guys. And it was fascinating. He's like, hey, check out the research, look into it more and all that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I did, you know, and yeah, there's cool things about the blockchain technology. I can see where that's pretty awesome. But here's my take. I'm going to just sum it up. Guys, it's not an investment. It's a freaking gamble. It's bull crap. Okay? How's that for you? It's really a plain old gamble. Not even close to being an investment. Not an investment at all. Here's why I define an investment. Anything requires your time, energy, and or money. And it's typically something you have some sort of control over. It's something that you can manipulate. You know, and I don't mean manipulate in a bad way. I mean be able to manipulate to create better returns. Be able to have control over it. To be able to create something better. And investments ultimately come down to principles. And this is the key thing, guys. Like, this is where people get thrown off. And especially when there's hype and everything else, people talk about blockchain technology and all that kind of crap. You know, like, guys, it comes right down to the principles of principles. What are principles that support it? Because when it comes down to gambles, things that people will call investments, but in reality are not investments at all, you have to start asking what are true principles behind it. And you got to ask yourself, okay, well, what is the principle behind this or behind any investment? Well, any investment should have some sort of value creation involved. There's got to be some way that you're creating value for somebody else. Now, it could be argued, hey, Bitcoin, it's creating another alternative for somebody to exchange money. And especially internationally, it's great, which I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. It is awesome. You know, that there are some things that I know for me doing some stuff internationally, yeah, it'd be nice to make things a little bit easier and make it even more easy for the exchange aspect, right? And definitely the technology helps with that. Now, why would we use Bitcoin? Why Bitcoin? Why not something else? And this is exactly what's happening. And there's even little competitors coming out. And this is when you know something is bad. By the way, you know something is not a good investment or even a good gamble when your Uber driver is telling you to go and invest in something. You know, when you start hearing people that you know in your life, you've probably seen on Facebook like I have, people that you know that have never made a dollar in their life, and all of a sudden now they're posting about how amazingly rich they got off Bitcoin, you know, even though they haven't actually sold any yet. It's just the number on a piece of paper, on a spreadsheet ultimately, or a computer screen that says how much they have, which doesn't mean they actually have anything. Anytime you see something that's a printout, it doesn't mean you have anything. It doesn't mean anything. I taught this to people all the time when we traded stocks and options. First and foremost, when I told people when they're trading stocks and options, I'd say, listen, you're not an investor, you're a gambler. And this is the people I was coaching to do this, by the way. You think I'd be the worst salesman in the world for that, but, you know, But that was the truth. I was just like, yeah, you're not an investor. You're a gambler. You're riding waves. You're just trying to do it smarter and faster than everybody else. And by the way, whenever somebody starts quoting people like, hey, so-and-so, that's a celebrity, is investing in Bitcoin, or so-and-so said they invest in Bitcoin, you know why they're saying that? Because they already have their money in Bitcoin. They've already had their money in something. And they're telling you, yeah, you should invest in it too. I do. Which just drives the price up so then they can sell out of it before everybody else does. And then they're the ones that are smart while the dumb money jumps in, which is what's happening right now. It happens in the stock market. It happens in the real estate market. It happens in any market. When dumb money starts jumping in, dumb money meaning basically your Uber driver, you know, or somebody else, you know, somebody that's an average Joe starts saying this is a good investment, that's the very time you should be scared. You should start saying, hey, I should be fearful and start taking my money out now. You know, this is not the time to be greedy when everybody's telling you to buy it. And yeah, could Bitcoin go up more? Of course it can. There's always more hype, more dumb money to dump in. That's when it usually goes the highest. But that's also when it comes crashing down the hardest. And you got to be aware of that, guys. Like, you know, for me, I mean, I've been dealing with financial stuff for nearly two decades. I've seen booms and busts. I've seen when people get hyped up. I've seen what you can do in the stock market, how you can make money and how you can lose money. And by the way, I'm kind of anti stock market, as you, if you've listened to the show, you well know. But when it comes down to something like Bitcoin or something, anything that's more riding waves, you're riding hype, you're riding fear or greed. When you're riding any of those kind of emotions, you're gambling. You're not really investing. You know, and sure, if you put money in, you're like, hey, I thought it'd just be fun to throw in some money. I don't care if I lose it all. Awesome. Great. Then at least you acknowledge that. Be true to it. I actually had a friend who has admittedly told me, he's like, hey, I don't know much about anything. He's like, I'm looking for opportunities. And I started to see him post more and more about Bitcoin. And, you know, and it kind of annoys me a little bit because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, come on. Like, I even told this guy, I was like, Bitcoin's really stupid, actually, you know. And he went and he's made some money in the last couple months. Now, here's the thing. Like, he did a post where he actually sold off some of his Bitcoin to buy some things. He's like, yep, I went and bought this and this with my Bitcoin. And when I read that, I was like, actually, that's one of the best Bitcoin posts I've ever read. Because at least he bought something real with it. He bought something tangible. He bought real tangible objects with it that are, you know, decent value. It's like, cool, good for him. That's what it's supposed to be there. You know, great. At least he got some of it out. He took some of his money out and he made something of it, right? Now, he's going to, if he ever needed to get the money, he'd have to liquidate those things too. But I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to liquidate real tangible items that don't have all those weird, crazy market values going up and down, left and right from day to day. Way easier for him to unload that than something that's digital. Something that's not just digital, but it's all speculative and hype. And here's the truth, guys. Isn't it funny that the whole original, I remember Bitcoin was doing nothing. I remember this 10 years ago, Bitcoin was coming out and people talking about it. And it didn't start getting hype until the last couple of years. And it really got hype in the last year. Right? Especially when there's network marketing companies trying to sell it. Of course, that's going to drive up prices. But it comes down to the one problem, like the one principle that's being violated here is the very one I mentioned when I talked about money not being real. You know, this was from last summer, I believe. And I talked about money, and I think I even gave lip service to Bitcoin at that time too. But money not being real, isn't it ironic that people are going away from the US dollar, for example, because they're saying, yeah, US dollar is not backed by anything. We can't trust it. Let's go to this digital currency that's also not backed by anything, that's got this cool little technology, it's got a lot of hype around it, but let's go running to that. Guys, there's nothing backing up Bitcoin, nothing. There's no asset. You're, really, gold and silver is better. And nobody's talking about gold and silver right now because gold and silver came down from its high about, what was it, 2010, 2011. I remember we had some awesome highs with gold and silver. I remember selling some off and making good change. And then all of a sudden it came crashing back down. Not crashing, but it came down pretty good, especially if your silver came down quite a bit. And now it's just been sitting there doing nothing. Why is it doing nothing? Because the U.S. dollar is strong. Why is the U.S. dollar strong? Well, because when you look at every other currency out there, they're not doing that great either. You know, when there's European bailouts and everything else happening. And again, this is why Bitcoin is come to exist more, especially with, you know, with Europe and Britain and all these things going on over there. I mean, of course, the U.S. dollar looks great in comparison to some of the things going on over there too. But the same fundamental principle that's going on with the dollar is also going on with Bitcoin. The only true thing that backs up money is labor, production, productivity, something that you're creating. That's the only way that the economy thrives. It doesn't matter what you trade as currency, whether it's Bitcoin, the dollar, the euro, the peso, or even clamshells or rocks or pieces of wood. Those things don't even really matter. It's what's behind it that really matters. It really gives it value. What's really backing it up? And the only thing that backs up any kind of currency is the fact that there's something of value happening, that there's some sort of productivity, production happening that allows you to create something of exchange. So the problem is with Bitcoin is that it really has no real advantage. And here's the other thing too. That whole blockchain technology you're talking about, great. I have no doubt governments will want to use that and take it over. In fact, I can guarantee that if it's already happening and people are getting excited because Bitcoin is now traded on the stock market. Yeah, that is great because there's a lot of people making bank off that. But that's just the first step in Bitcoin being taken over. And eventually you're going to see it that it's going to start withering away, and at some point the technology is going to be used elsewhere for something else. It'll be called a different name, or it might even be used in our own currency. The same fundamental principle that's being violated with the U.S. dollar, where there's nothing really backing up other than labor, right? And even that can be debated. That's the same problem you have with Bitcoin. So that's why I'm like, Bitcoin is ridiculous to me. It makes no logical sense. Not even the technology even makes that much sense to me. It's like, great, awesome. You've got this thing that you're just trying to replace a currency, but you just created another currency that's even less backed up by anything because you're just, again, using a medium of exchange. And great, you know what? If everything goes a heck in a handbasket, the dollar's gone, everything else gone, Bitcoin could be the thing. But I'll guarantee you that if things go so bad that currencies fail, it's more likely because there's some sort of catastrophe happening. And if that's happening, people probably aren't trading, dollars. And they may not even trade gold and silver, something that's had long-term history of actual value. They may not trade that either. They might trade bread, food, water, gas, you name it. Like, they're going to exchange things that are of use, because that's the only reason that currencies are used in exchange, is because we try to get something of use. It cuts out the middleman. This is why we don't have farmers trying to trade for different people to try to get things. You know, it's like those role-playing games on video games. When you see the characters, they're trying to say, okay, well, for me to accomplish this mission, I need to bring back to this person who gives me what I want. I need to bring back this other item, which I have to get from this other person. And so you go on this whole quest trying to find this thing to eventually come back to where you started at the beginning to then go to that next level, right? It's the same thing. It's like, before money was used, people were bartering and trading. And the hard thing with bartering and trading is that you got to barter and trade for something that, you want. But what if that person doesn't want what you have? They might want what somebody else wants. So you have to go find what they want to go give it to them. And by the way, if you noticed, that's the economic principle behind everything, is that we're bartering and trading. We're just using currencies, whatever that currency is, we're using that in exchange as a way to show some sort of value to even the playing field. Because it's much easier to hand over something that we all agree is of value than something that's not. And the problem is nobody really agrees that Bitcoin is of value. I mean, there's a few random people out there. But until it's mainstream accepted by everybody, it won't make any difference. And once it starts to become more mainstream, that's when I expect governments to take it over anyways, to where it's not going to be the same thing. So, guys, if you've made money in Bitcoin, congratulations, you got in early. If you're thinking about getting into Bitcoin right now, well, that's what most people are doing right now that are throwing in dumb money, right? It's just not great. It's just not, it makes no sense at all. Again, you're riding waves. Hey, maybe you're in it for a few days to ride some wave and you get out. Cool. You just did what people call day trading or swing trading with Bitcoin, and that could really work. But ultimately, there's nothing backing up. There's no real value there. There's nothing there, guys. Like, it doesn't truly exist. It all exists mostly in our brains, and that's why it even has value and why people are even talking about it. But it doesn't truly exist, just like dollars and currencies and things like that. It doesn't really exist. So if you're going to look for something, find real assets. Don't get caught in some crazy bubble hype thing and then lose money, right? Don't bank on this. Don't think that you're somehow amazing investor if you happen to make money in Bitcoin, because you're not. If this is your first chance of quote-unquote success, And by the way, you haven't been successful until you've gotten out of Bitcoin and made a profit. Until you make a profit, you actually have the money in hand, ironically enough, U.S. dollars or whatever currency you're trading. Once you have that in hand, then you actually have something of value. But again, with the Bitcoin, you don't. You don't have anything of real value. So now people are exchanging right now because they love the hype. And so, great, you can start exchanging for things that might be even more value. You might actually get a better deal now with Bitcoin because people are like, whoa, yeah, I'll buy it. Sure, great. But here's the thing, guys. Until it becomes something that's of actual exchange, it means nothing. It's of no value to you. And if the world does go to heck in a handbasket and currencies fail, so will Bitcoin. It will go right down with it. So, guys, look for real assets. Look for the real source. Sometimes you just got to simplify it in your mind and look at it. It's like, hey, what really drives the economy? It's how do I go about creating value? How do I go about serving people? How do I go about making a difference in a way that I can get what I want because I'm giving others what they want? And any investment you do should do the same thing. So, guys, that's my advice for you. End of the year 2017. Hey, I'm not going to doubt that Bitcoin can go up even higher than it has. But the thing is, like, guys, it's not an investment. You're a gambler if you're in Bitcoin. You're gambling. You're riding waves. Just like my stock students and option students that I taught. Hey, you can make great money doing it, but short term at least. But the thing is, guys, it's not something that's going to really make you a true investor. True investors look for the real economics behind anything. And guys, the economics are not there. There's demand, but that demand is very, very short-sighted. Anyways, guys, make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.